Good morning, everybody. And welcome to the 11th Annual International Meeting for Autism Research. And I'm just delighted to see you all here, and especially this early hour of the morning. My name is Helen Tager-Flusberg, and I'm the president of INSAR, the International Society for Autism Research, and we're the organization that sponsors this meeting. In a minute, I'm going to introduce you to the conference co-chairs, the people who have really done all the hard work over the last several months, actually over a year, I would say, to organize this fantastic meeting. I think we'll hear from them. This is a record-breaking meeting for the organization, and I think you're in for an incredible treat over the next 3 days. But before we begin, I'd like to remember two remarkable leaders from the United States who passed away earlier this month. Two remarkable women who contributed so much to research in the field of autism. And the first one I would like to talk about is Marion Sigman. Marion was the first president of the International Society for Autism Research, and she was instrumental in getting our organization and fostering the early stages of this meeting. She conducted groundbreaking developmental studies on autism. She was a dear friend of mine, and she was a pioneer who mentored many students and then brought together over the last 15, 20 years or so, an incredible group of researchers, some of whom had been her students, others were her colleagues, at UCLA, where she was the principal investigator of their collaborative programs of excellence in autism, then their START program, and more recently, their Autism Center of Excellence. She was an amazing woman, and we will miss her dearly, and her work will remain with us for a long time to come. Second, I'd like to remember Patty Rodier, who was another pioneer. She came from the field of embryology and psychology, and she too was the principal investigator for 10 years of the Collaborative Programs of Excellence in Autism, the CPEA, that was at the University of Rochester. And she was interested in the very early origins of autism in the first couple of months post-conception. Her particular focus was on the interaction between genes and environment, and was the first to bring to the attention particular environmental toxicants that are known to be contributing factors to the onset of autism spectrum disorders. And now Lonnie Zweigenbaum will speak about another pioneer from Canada who recently passed away.
So Canada also lost a passionate leader in autism research in this past year. Jeanette Holden, whose appointment was at Queen's University in Kingston, had a primary focus in autism genetics research, but her reach was far greater. Her enthusiasm and dedication really brought people together, brought together scientists from across Canada and North America towards the common cause of what Jeanette talked about of unraveling the mysteries of autism. Jeanette often spoke about how she drew her inspiration from her brother Jim, who had an autism spectrum disorder. And really, Jeanette was a major leader, not only within the research community, but within the advocacy community, serving on the board of Autism Ontario for many years, and also helping found its research committee, and really setting an example for the advocacy committee, and the research community working together. Jeanette will be greatly missed by all of us, and her impact on the autism community was tremendous in Canada.
Okay, now it's my distinct pleasure to be able to thank our sponsors. Without the incredible generosity and support at many levels, not just the financial, of major organizations, we would really not be able to hold the kind of meeting that we're going to be mounting over the next few days. And we're particularly pleased that this group of sponsors has made such a strong commitment to the scientific research in the field of autism that meets the highest quality standards that we all set for ourselves. So at the gold level, I'd like to recognize Autism Speaks and the Science Foundation Autism Research. That's the platinum level, I'm sorry, of Science Foundation for the Autism Research Initiative, or SFARI. The gold-sponsored levels, the Autism Science Foundation, and the Autism Research Institute. At the silver level, we thank the Hillebrand Foundation and the Nancy Laurie Marks Family Foundation. And at the bronze level, we recognize the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, Integrigen, NeuroDevNet, Pfizer, Prometheus Research, and the Sinead Family Foundation. And I've highlighted here in red the Canadian organizations that not only provided amazing support for our pre-conference that was held yesterday for local stakeholders, community and professional, and parents in the field of autism, but have also contributed to the support of the International Meeting for Autism Research. So now, what I'd like to do is to introduce you to the governing board of INSAR. Okay, that's the next slide. I've got them wrong. The governing board. These are the colleagues who really do all the hard work with me and provide an enormous amount of support all throughout the year to grow the organization. And I hope that all of you will be at the business meeting on Saturday to hear about the accomplishments of the last year and to think about what we want to do as an organization in the coming year. And then I'd like to recognize the conference co-chairs of this meeting. The conference co-chairs, Lonnie Zweigenbaum and Wendy Roberts, and the program co-chairs, who are the people who put together the wonderful set of speakers, symposia, posters, and so forth, Stephen Shearer and Peter Zatmari. Okay, so I'd like to turn the podium over to Wendy Roberts.
Good morning, everybody. It's my pleasure to welcome you to Toronto and welcome IMFAR for the second time back in Canada. Montreal beat us to it the first time, I guess, 5 years ago, and now we're delighted to have you here in Toronto. I think we've got great weather over the next few days, but don't enjoy too much of it because we'd like you to be enjoying the great program coming up. I do want you, though, if you do need some exercise, because we're right in the center of so many wonderful things, that if you have a few minutes, you can explore the Distillery District and all the old factories of Old Toronto to the east. And then there's the waterfront and harbor tours. And
this is better counting from the federal side. We did a more detailed data collection, and we included some new funders that were not in the previous analysis, including the National Science Foundation, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Administration for Children and Families, and the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. And we also got more detailed data from the Health Research and Services Agency and the Department of Education. Private funding remained similar to the 2009 level, but the proportions now are a little bit different, with 82% of the funding coming from federal sources. This is a listing of all the funders that we included in this analysis. And I've highlighted in red the private funders, and I think something that's really special about autism research is the heavy involvement of the private research community. If you're interested in finding out how this $408 million is distributed across the areas of the strategic plan, I have graphs here for, on the left side, all funders. You'll notice that the proportions are fairly even across most of the areas of the strategic plan, with the exception of lifespan issues, but that is really sort of it used to be a subset of services, but now it's been broken out and highlighted by the IACC because they think this is such a crucial area for us to intensify research in. So you'll see that the services sector, if you compare this with 2009, is greater now because we've included more services agencies research. On the right-hand side, we have NIH only. And as you would expect, The services and lifespan issues research is a little bit smaller, and some of the biomedical research areas are larger. And, you know, it equals about half of the funding. The trend for autism research funding since 1996 has been a steady increase. And you'll see in this figure, we did include up in green on 2009 and 2010 the special funding that we received from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or the stimulus package. But and that was a big spike, but overall the funding has steadily increased, however, is coming to a sort of a plateau right now with the current tight budget times. And in this figure, just to show relative to other disease areas, the autism research has been dramatically increasing in funding over the past several years and has been on an upswing. I didn't include ERA funding in this, but if I had, the 2009 and 2010 would have had a big spike, and then it would have gone down for 2011. I wanted to give you a brief update on one of our important programs, the NIH Autism Centers of Excellence. I know that a number of applicants for this program are here in the audience today. The NIH ACE program encompasses centers and networks that foster collaboration between teams of specialists at the same facility, or the networks that consist of researchers at many facilities across the nation. The ACEs are currently in a recompetition. The applications came in November. The review was completed in March, and we're expecting to announce awards in July or August of this year. The requirements of all Autism Centers of Excellence award recipients are to strive to accomplish IACC strategic plan goals and to contribute their data to the National Database for Autism Research that is managed at NIH. So just briefly, most of you are familiar with NDAR. There's a nice booth in the exhibit hall for NDAR. This is a web-based tool that autism researchers can use to collect and share autism data. It contains currently over the data from over 25,000 subjects and over 200,000 data elements. And the different types of data that are collected there are shown here: phenotypic data, imaging, genomic and pedigree data. And there are a number of different formats the data can come in. And so NDAR has several different tools for data definition, standardization, validation, and it's helping researchers to adopt community standards. So the most important message that Dr. Insel wanted me to share with you today is that we need to build a culture of data sharing to advance autism research. What needs to be done? Everyone needs to participate and share their data, and release data more quickly than you may have in the past. With all of the NIH grants, there is a requirement to put your data in NDAR within a year of publication. And why? Because this accelerates progress so that data can be reinterpreted, reused, and synthesized in new ways, facilitates collaboration, and increases statistical power and replication. It's also a requirement and responsible use of federal funds. And importantly, Congress, taxpayers, advocates, and patients in the community are expecting the research community to do this in order to advance research and maximize research investments. And in this time of tight budgets, that's a really important message, because we do want autism research to stay the leader in all areas, including this area, which is very important. I think that autism is a leader in the public participation, in the coordination at the federal level, but we'd also like to see it be the leader in data sharing, and NDAR is making this possible. And if everybody is sharing, then everyone can benefit, and especially affected individuals and families. So Tom wanted me to tell you this. He said, "My data or data mining, be responsible and do your part by sharing your data to protect the future of your funding individually and continued federal support for autism research as a whole." So if you're interested in getting more information about the IACC, all of our publications and more information is available at our booth and on our website. And I also shared our email address. You can find me. And Ms. Lena Perez has been working at the booth, so feel free to talk to any of us about the IACC. And I'd like to acknowledge my boss, Dr. Tom Insel, Director of the National Institute of Mental Health and the Chair of the Interagency Autism Coordinating Committee, as well as all of my staff who made this work possible. Thank you.